This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Yes, I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Been in medicine over 30 years. I'd love to help you with any problem you have. Yourself, the spouse, the kids, your parents, grandparents. Let me give you out the phone number. Any healthcare problem, I promise I won't embarrass you. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's 1-888-553-7536. Give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Maybe you've been to the doctor and you couldn't get your problem diagnosed. You left with questions unanswered. I'd love to help you. 1-888-553-7536. I'd like to also start a new segment this hour that we've never done before. It's called The Wacky Crazy World of Medicine. It seems like every week there's one crazy item after another in medicine. If you've heard about something and you're wondering, is this for real? Is this something I should be thinking about? Is this safe? Is this effective? I'd love to have you run it by me. In the next break, I'm going to run one by you that I think might rock your world. But let's start a new segment, The Wacky World of Medicine. If you have some crazy device, some crazy treatment that you've heard about, it seems crazy. Maybe it's not. Some of the most effective but hopeful possibilities in medicine started out as wacky ideas, and a lot of fraudulent possibilities are also wacky ideas. So let's try to untangle the wacky world of medicine. And if you want to call me, we'll put you first in line. If you have some wacky idea you've heard about in medicine, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. But first, I'd like to tell you some good news, and this is the leading story, I think, in medicine across the country this week. It's out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. The number one cause of death in America is heart attacks, and anything that one can do themselves to prevent heart attacks would be a wonderful thing. There's news this week from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology how you can lower your risk by 80% of having a heart attack by just following some simple lifestyle changes. So you would like to prevent 4 out of 5 heart attacks? What we learn is that men who do not smoke, walk or bike for at least 40 minutes per day, exercise at least 1 hour per week, consume 1 to 2 glasses of alcohol daily, and follow a diet with fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, reduce fat, dairy products, whole grains, and fish, they actually reduce their heart attack rates by a whopping 86%. Also, a waist measuring less than 38 inches is also associated with fewer heart attacks. Let me tell you a little bit about me. If you're a new listener, we love new listeners. I've been in medicine since the 1970s. I'll date myself. I started medical school in 1975 at the University of Pennsylvania. I have been blessed to have 2 Ivy League doctoral degrees, and I received an MD and a PhD from the University of Pennsylvania. And then I went down south to Durham, North Carolina. I had the great honor of being a medical intern and medical resident in the early 1980s, and that's where you really learn your medicine. I have a lot of gratitude to the folks at Duke University teaching me my craft. And then I specialized further. I went out west to the University of California in San Francisco and took extra training in cardiology. And I've been in a town about 25 miles northwest of Orlando since 1988, practicing cardiology at Lake Cardiology. We take care of head-to-toe circulation issues with a great focus on prevention and doing things gentler and kinder, simpler ways to diagnose and treat, all evidence-based. And we take from the best of both worlds. I'm as traditionally trained as they come. You can hear me. But I am not allergic to alternative medicine, especially evidence-based, so we take a blended approach to providing what I think is getting people to improve the quality of their life as much as possible. One of the things that I'd like to also talk about in this hour is preparing for something that people don't like to talk about and they feel uncomfortable. And this is end of life. I had an experience this week in the office. This is real life where parents come in with their kids, and I'm talking about elderly parents close to the end of their life, and I've been amazed in the decades I've been in medicine about the varying opinions that people have towards the end of their life. I have some patients who will want me to do absolutely everything possible up to the last breathing moment of their life. And then I'll have other patients who want the exact opposite approach. They'll want me to start cutting back years before their predicted end of life, and they just want to take what I call a fatalistic approach. They don't want any testing. They want minimal medications. They don't want to go through any invasive procedures. And often they're very frank about it, and often it shortens their life. I've been amazed about the differences in the approach that people will take at the end of life on how aggressive they want the doctor to be. But I think the key is often the children of elderly adult parents don't often know what their parents want, especially when there's multiple children. And this is where it gets very confusing. This is where it can create a lot of havoc and bad feelings for many decades after the parent is gone. So my advice is talk to your elderly parents. Find out what they want, because I guarantee you, you may be surprised. And they may be a little uncomfortable about talking to you about it, because all of us know in middle age, our parents still treat many of us like kids. And you have kids yourself, and you know as they get older and older, it's hard to adapt and treat them as if they're not children anymore. So you have to bridge that conversation and help your adult parents not treat you as a child. And also find out what they want. What do they want towards the end of life? Do they want a very aggressive approach? Do they want a more of a fatalistic approach that I call it, which is much more conservative, much more benign, much less aggressive? And then the key is making sure that your brothers and sisters know what your parents want and the whole family is on the same page, so that when this becomes an issue, when you have to start thinking about not doing all of the possible treatments that doctors have up their sleeves, that the family is in total agreement and you don't have a big argument and the guilt that occurs after mom and dad pass away. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, we'll talk about what you can do with your lifestyle to prevent breast cancer.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
The fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory at our end of summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere, and it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry pre-finished hardwood is on sale for only $249 with 16-month special financing. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. But hurry, these deals are good Thursday through Tuesday only.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, taking your calls, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. There's no bill. There's hopefully no wait, no paperwork. 1-888-553-7536. Toll free from anywhere in the 50 United States. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKN. If you have a drug that you don't know how it works, if you don't know the side effects, let's do name that drug. We'd be glad to give you evidence-based answers to all your drug questions. Just call us up, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N. Tell Michael you want to be on Name That Drug, and just give us the drug, and we'll go over it and try and help you understand in easy-to-understand language how it works, some of the side effects, some of the alternatives. Also, I want to do a new segment called The Wacky World of Medicine, and I want to kick it off with one of the ideas that I'm hearing too much about, and that's the squatting toilet. This is an idea that just doesn't seem to go away. There are people who believe that when you sit on a toilet, it increases the risk of getting hemorrhoids, it increases the risk of constipation, and the squatty potty, the squatting toilet, has been presented as an alternative to the sitting toilet to try to avoid this. I don't know. I like to sit on it, and I'm not yet ready to give up my sitting toilet, but this squatty potty is out there. If you have any questions about squatting on the toilet, I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Let's talk a little bit about what we can do, us women can do, to lower the risk of getting breast cancer. This is out of the BMJ Open Medical Journal. Ladies, if you want to minimize your chances of developing breast cancer, stay the same skirt size over the years. It just may help. An increase of one size every 10 years between age 25 and postmenopausal age is associated with an increased risk of breast cancer in postmenopausal women by a whopping 33%. And the risk of breast cancer increases 77% if the skirt size goes up two sizes every 10 years from ages 25 until past menopause. While risk factors such as family history and use of hormone replacement are linked with an increased risk, increases in skirt size is the strongest predictor of getting breast cancer. So here is a way, just by keeping your dress size constant, if possible, you can dramatically lower your risk of getting breast cancer and avoid all the havoc of the doctor. 1-888-553-7536. We'll try and get to the calls after the break real quickly. And I'm also going to go over again with you the havoc, the death damage you can do to your brain if you use a smartphone and try to watch another screen at the same time. And if you'd like to share with us any of your experiences in the doctor's office this week, I'd be glad to hear them on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Dr. Ken, here with you each week at this time. I bring you up to date. I try to read all the important medical journals and filter out of them the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle to improve the quality of your life, help you live longer. And along the way, we do answer your questions. We're going to do Name That Drug. If you have any drug you'd like to ask me about, anything about it, we'll get you right on. So we're going to go to Aberdeen. I guess it's Mississippi. And welcome, Chuck. Chuck, name that drug.
Losartan.
Losartan. I would imagine you're using this for high blood pressure?
Correct.
Okay. Losartan, the brand name is Cozar. It's of a family of medicines called ARBs, angiotensin receptor blockers. And this is an effective group of medications for lowering blood pressure. They interfere with a hormonal system in the body, which affects the kidneys. It affects the constriction of the blood vessels. It affects salt retention. And these are usually very effective. They're similar to another family of medicines called the ACE inhibitors. ACE inhibitors are usually started first as blood pressure lowering drugs, and unfortunately about 10% of people develop a dry cough on an ACE inhibitor. Common ACE inhibitors are like Zestrels, all the prills, but lisinopril, Zestril, there's many of them, and they all end, most of them end similarly. And when one is coughing on an ACE inhibitor family of blood pressure lowering medicines, we usually go to the ARBs. There's several different families of medication that are used, Chuck, to treat high blood pressure, and then there's a lot of drugs that are similar with different names in each family. We have ACE inhibitors, we have ARBs, we have beta blockers, we have calcium channel blockers, and we have diuretics. Those are the five common families of medications that we have for treating high blood pressure. And we try not to, except in very rare situations, to combine an ACE inhibitor and an ARB. Chuck, did you have any specific questions about Losartan? Did you want to talk about the side effects? Anything specific?
The side effects.
Okay, let's go over some adverse reactions to Losartan. The most common ones, and these occur in more than 10% of people, you can get chest discomfort. This occurs especially in people who have diabetic kidney problems. You can get fatigue. Your blood sugar can go low. There's diarrhea, urinary tract infections, even some anemia. You can get some neuromusculoskeletal weakness from taking this. And although the cough is much more common in the ACE inhibitor, there is also in the ARB a small group of people who do get coughs, these dry coughs.
Thank you.
Chuck in Aberdeen, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go to Macon, Georgia. We haven't been in Georgia yet this week. And welcome, Ann. And welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Ann.
Hello, and thank you. I would like you to tell me something about peripheral neuropathy in the feet. Several years I have had the kind of burning sensation at night in my feet, and the last few months it's gotten so that it's all day long and really covers more than just the soles of the feet.
Oh, boy, and this is really an unpleasant situation, and you describe it so well. I am so impressed how well you describe the situation. There's many different causes of peripheral neuropathy, and do we know why you have it?
No, I do not have diabetes. I haven't had any accidents.
Okay. There are many different causes, and I am definitely not accusing you of any of these, but can I go through the whole list?
All right.
And again, I'm not accusing you of any of this, but just to be complete, alcoholism, autoimmune diseases like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis can do this, any chronic inflammatory illness, and you mentioned the big one, diabetes, exposure to poisons, toxic substances such as heavy metals or chemicals can cause peripheral neuropathy. There are some medications, especially cancer chemotherapy, can do this. Infections, certain viral and bacterial infections can all do this. And they're in inherited disorders that are not very common can do this. Trauma or pressure on the nerve, tumors, vitamin deficiencies such as the B, especially vitamins. And then there are other diseases, kidney disease, liver disease, connective tissue disorders, thyroid problems, amyloid, all can cause peripheral neuropathy. So you need a good going over from head to toe for the peripheral neuropathy. And what we're going to do, Ann, I'm sure you want to hear about some of the treatments because this is a common problem. I'm going to talk when we get back from break. If you just hold on, we'll talk about the treatments for peripheral neuropathy, some of the drugs, some of the lifestyle changes, some of the cutting-edge possibilities on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field? It's easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. You have any questions about your health, anybody you know in the family or friends, problems going on, I'd love to give you answers in easy to understand language. We won't embarrass you. We're also doing our segment called Name That Drug. If you have any drug that you'd like to hear how it works, side effects, benefits, alternatives, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. We are speaking to a very pleasant woman in Macon, Georgia, and she's asking about peripheral neuropathy. We were talking about all the different causes of peripheral neuropathy. And welcome back to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Tell us again what a peripheral neuropathy feels like.
I have read that you can have tingling and numbness. I have none of that, but it started off with just a mild burning in the soles of the feet that I would notice at night. Now it's become so I notice it all day long, and maybe it spreads up the sides of the feet.
It's hard to get into your happy place with that, isn't it?
It certainly is. I'm wanting help.
All right, Ann, let me see if I can help you a little bit. There are many different kinds of medications that are available. And let's first talk about some of the lifestyle changes that you can do to see first if you can avoid the medications. You want to take very good care of your feet, especially if you have diabetes. And that means checking your feet daily for signs of blisters, cuts, or calluses, because you may not sense these things like the average bear. So you have to take a very careful look. If you can't see the bottom of your foot, have someone look for you. Make sure that your shoes and socks fit very appropriately. Ask your doctor about what exercises are right for you. Don't assume that you can do all the exercises that everyone else does and not have a problem. Don't smoke. Eat healthy meals. Diet is so important. You want to avoid alcohol. You want to monitor your blood glucose level. And also massage your hands and feet or have someone massage them for you. This is one natural way to really provide some relief and avoid prolonged pressure. Don't keep your knees crossed or lean on your elbows for long periods of time. Just try to keep continuous pressure off of the area of the body that doesn't feel the best. Now, if some of these lifestyle home remedies don't work, then you have to unfortunately go to the drugs. And Anne, have you been to any of the drugs for peripheral neuropathy?
I've had some Neuron, and I did try Cymbalta, but did not sit well with my stomach. So
it's like going to the Chinese restaurant, one from column A and one from column B, right?
Exactly. And yesterday I looked on the internet, and I have ordered some vitamins from Peripheral Support. I may be wasting my money, but you're get to the point where you're willing to try anything.
Exactly. There are some pain relievers that work when the symptoms are mild. The usual over-the-counter non-steroidals can work. Sometimes these pains get so horrible, you have to go to medications that actually contain opioids, such as tramadol, oxycodone. Hopefully it doesn't get to that point, but that's what happens sometimes when these pains are so severe. You've been on some of the so-called anti-seizure medications. Sometimes they do work. The Neurontin, Topamax, Tegretol, Dilantin, often tried, sometimes work, sometimes don't. We have some immunosuppressive medications now that are out there. Imuran, Azacin. Some of these now are being tried, and they do work in some people. Capsaicin is just a nice cream. It is found in hot peppers. I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the benefits of substances like this, but I would try the capsaicin cream. It's just a natural way of dealing with peripheral neuropathy, and there is some evidence that it is effective, and I think that that's a nice way to go. Another way that I also like to go here to relieve pain is with a lidocaine patch. This contains the topical anesthetic lidocaine, and you don't take it internally, so it doesn't go to all the wrong places and create havoc. You just apply it right to the point where the pain is most severe, and you can use up to 4 patches a day if it's really severe, and the lidocaine helps to reduce pain from peripheral neuropathy. Sometimes when all of this doesn't work, not because you're depressed, but some of the unintended consequences of these antidepressants have been that they help relieve pain by interfering with chemical processes in your brain and spinal cord that cause you to feel pain. So some of the antidepressants like Pamelar or Cymbalta, Effexor, have actually been shown to help when nothing else works. And you're too nice a lady to be in pain. So what I would recommend is talk to first your internist. If they don't give you any help, then go and ask for a referral to a neurologist with an N, okay?
Yes. Well, one other question.
Absolutely.
I have AFib, and I take flecainide and metoprolol. Would any of these things that you suggest with drugs interfere with that, or would if I took some vitamins, say, interfere?
Well, you're on medicines to help control an abnormal heart rhythm, and, you know, certainly I mentioned some options for the peripheral neuropathy where you don't take them internally. You just put it directly on the place, the capsaicin cream or the lidocaine patch. Then you don't have to worry about what you're taking internally because they're not going to interfere and mix and interfere with each other. Another option for therapy when you when you don't want to go the medication route, you're concerned appropriately about drug interactions, are these transcutaneous electric nerve stimulation devices, the so-called TENS units. These may help relieve symptoms, and they're something that you should talk to the neurologist about, because this is an option to get treatment without using drugs. The TENS unit, T-E-N-S.
There you go.
Okay, Ann?
Thank you very much for your suggestions, and I'll try some of them.
Okay, well, let me know how it goes if you don't get relief. Ann in Macon, Georgia, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We were talking about spices, herbs, hot peppers. Let me also mention in the medical journals this week, something I haven't yet mentioned this week, and I am not making this up. Turmeric, it may actually ward off dementia and heal the brain stem. This is from the medical journal Cell Research and Therapy this week. A main ingredient in curry powder, the spice turmeric, can actually help the brain regenerate neurons and repair itself. This is fascinating. I think that if you're at all concerned about the functioning of your brain currently, what does it matter? Try some turmeric. There's probably not much of a downside, except it may get a little hot inside with the spices. You may not want to overdo it, but adding some turmeric to the diet may actually help slow down that process to dementia. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, we're going to be talking about, is there any interaction between smartphones and watching another screen at the same time that can actually damage your brain? Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
All athletes benefit from character-building opportunities in sports, and coaches often play a key mentorship role for players and fans. Dove Men Plus Care Deodorant's new campaign aims to highlight the importance of a coach's care, the brand known for providing care to help end underarm irritation, so all athletic participants can bring their best to every game, is working with head football coach David Shaw to honor coaches who foster caring environments on and off the field.
I'm proud to be part of the Dove Men Plus Care Deodorant Care Always Wins campaign, because it recognizes that a coach's care can positively impact players and ease irritations and frustrations. This program champions the role coaches play and their care.
Share the story of a caring coach at DoveMenCare.com, and they could win funding for their local football team. Must coach football K-12, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of 50 U.S. states and D.C., 18 and older. Ends 12 p.m. Eastern Time on October 12, 2014.
Hey, I'm Audra McClellan, founder of MomGenerations.com. I'm going to bring you through some of my favorite products to have right now on hand at home. Band-Aid brand recently launched Our Veteran Heroes. A portion of the sales goes to Team Red, White, and Blue. Now through November 9th, you can head over to Band-Aid.com/heroes. Now also with the new season, we have to make sure that we're keeping up on our oral health. You're going to love the Listerine Smart Rinse. It's a great post-brush, anti-cavity fluoride rinse. Also for the adults, we have the Listerine Gentle Gum Care for sensitive gums. We also have the Listerine featuring Healthy White. Now, in the morning, a lot of moms and dads will say, you know, how can we make the mornings more enjoyable? Johnson's No More Tangles. They have a great three-step regimen. Cleanse with a two-in-one shampoo and conditioner. You can then use the Johnson's No More Tangles leave-in conditioner. And then Johnson's No More Tangles detangling spray. And then last, what can we make for our family? These are Campbell's soups for easy cooking. Meals are done in 30 minutes or less. You're getting that homemade, delicious meal. You get more recipes over on mealsin30.com. For more information, head over to videopump.tv.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken, come join us. If you have any questions about your health, 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKEN. Have you ever been sitting around on the couch and you have your smartphone in your hand and the TV is on in the background and you think you're pretty efficient watching TV and working on your smartphone at the same time? Well, the news this week out of the PLOS One Medical Journal, which is a very reputable place to find information, is that this possibly could be dangerous. It could be altering your brain and triggering emotional problems. When you work on your smartphone as well as another screen at the same time, looking back and forth at the two, or one eye in one eye in the other. So if you use a second screen, such as a smartphone, while watching TV, danger, danger. Watching television while surfing the internet and checking social media on smartphones may actually alter the brain, according to this article that was published this week in PLOS One. Multitasking with mobile phones, laptops, TV, and tablets may cause brain damage and trigger depression and emotional problems. So if that mind is just not working the way it's supposed to, you may want to look and evaluate your technological behavior. And the other thing is so important is not using these smartphones close to bedtime. There's study after study that shows that these smartphones will interfere with your ability to get good sleep. I often ask my patients, after you get up, are you well rested? Because adults, they need 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep. Kids, even more, much more, for as they get younger and younger. But as an adult, you still need at least 6 and ideally 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Serious problems occur in your health as you get less than 6 hours a night. The blood pressure goes up, the weight goes up, your risk of heart disease goes up, even your risk of cancer goes up. The immune system doesn't work as well. Sleep is such an important part of life, and it's an important part of good health. One of the important routine questions I ask my patients, do they wake up after a good night's sleep? And a good night's sleep I define as 7 to 8 hours, and still feel sleepy and tired and fatigued. If that's you, that is a bit of a concern. If that is you, you need to talk to your doctor about the possibility of sleep apnea. So many people, even though they're not overweight, even though they don't snore, still stop breathing while they sleep. But if you sleep with somebody who has sleep apnea, often you hear this very characteristic gurgle grunt. They wake up because they're gasping for air. They literally have stopped breathing while they're sleeping. This can be a very serious problem over the course of time if it's not treated. So if you are awakening after a good night's sleep and still feeling tired, please talk to your doctor about the possibilities of sleep apnea. If in the past you heard about all these horrible ways to treat it, there are some clever, novel, new ways of treating sleep apnea that will definitely be more patient-friendly than some of the older contraptions. So if you can't tolerate the traditional treatment, fortunately, some biomechanical engineers who are very clever people have developed sleep apnea, and they said, heck, I'm not going to deal with these uncomfortable treatments. I'm going to come up with something more convenient. And they have, and these options are out there. The people who usually specialize in sleep apnea are the pulmonologists, the lung doctors, is you want to go to a center that's just not a fly-by-night sleep center. You want to go to a serious center that has a lung specialist associated with it, because sleep apnea needs to be treated, it needs to be followed, it needs to be monitored. You just can't drop off the equipment and 10 years from now deal with it, because if it's not treated appropriately, I guarantee you, your blood pressure will go up, your weight will go up, you'll develop heart disease. And again, if you have high blood pressure and they can't figure out why, one of the things to definitely think about is untreated sleep apnea. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Next, we're going to talk about, in the medical news this week, the best treatment for varicose veins on Good Day Health with, yes, Dr. Ken.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Ken Kernhaus, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Coming up with the last segment, so if you'd like to join us, here's your last opportunity. 1-888-553-7536, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, toll free from anywhere in America. I'd like to mention helping you stay healthy with 10 everyday superfoods.
Number 10.
Berries, especially blueberries.
Number 9.
Eggs, especially the egg white.
Number 8.
Number 8 are beans.
Number 7.
Number 7, nuts.
Number 6.
Number 6 is oranges.
Number 5.
Number 5 is sweet potatoes. Not white potatoes, but sweet potatoes.
Number 4.
Number 4, you gotta eat your broccoli.
Number 3.
Number three on my list is tea, but watch the caffeine in it, but in moderation.
Number 2.
Number 2, spinach.
Number 1.
And number 1 on my list of 10 simple healthy foods yogurt. What a nice way to naturally put all of those good, healthy bacteria back into your GI, stomach, and intestinal tract. Eat some low-fat yogurt. It's a great way to stay healthy. So a lot of people, as they get older, start having cosmetic problems with their legs. They're not as pretty as they once were because the superficial veins, the pipes in the legs that bring the blood back to the heart, start appearing noticeably at the surface. They get bigger, rubbery. They may even hurt. They create blue streaks in the legs. And as we get older, many of us get them. Pregnancy brings them out. And often we just leave them alone. They usually don't cause any symptoms until they get very severe, but usually they become a cosmetic issue for many people, and that's the most common reason why they get treated. And there's been a big debate in medicine. How do you treat varicose veins? This debate was cleared this week out of a publication in the New England Journal of Medicine. When treating varicose veins, laser therapy seems to be the best option. There are three types of treatments: closing off the veins with a laser, injecting a drug foam into the vein, or surgically removing the vein, and the laser seems to be the best option. Also in the news this week, we talked about this respiratory illness. I just would like to mention again that it has spread to more than half of the American states. They've confirmed cases of the respiratory illness that has sickened children with symptoms ranging from mild colds to more severe breathing difficulties. As of this past week, there have been 175 people in 27 states that have been diagnosed since mid-August with the illness caused by this somewhat rare enterovirus D68. My advice is, especially if you have children with asthma, if they show any signs of a cold that's progressing with difficulty breathing, call your pediatrician immediately. Don't let this progress, because the way to avoid a direct ticket into the intensive care unit is by jumping on this early. Also, I just want to reassure you about this Ebola virus, because you just keep hearing about it over and over. This has not gone airborne. It's been around for decades. For it to go airborne, it would have to go through multiple mutations. I think it's very unlikely that it'll go airborne. So the only way to get it is by direct spread. You want to stay away from somebody who has this and their bodily fluids. So the people who are truly at risk are the people who take care of these patients. And the rest of the public, I think, really doesn't have to really be overly concerned about this. Just be aware of it, and if somebody does have this, they need to be isolated. It's been truly a pleasure to be with you. My email is drken@drkenshow.com. If you'd like to communicate with us, drken@drkenshow.com. Our office number is 352-735-1400. If you'd like to communicate with us at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, 352-735-1400. I'll be back. Doug will probably join us again next week, and we'll try to give you a continuing update of all the medical news and the journals that we publish next week. Be well. We'll be with you next week.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.